This is the Tennessee Star Report, but I am Aaron Goldmanson. I'm in for Michael Patrick Leahy. Check out all the hot news today at TennesseeStar.com, TennesseeStar.com. Oh, we have a newsmaker friend of the show. We're not calling you all-star panelists yet, are we?
Not yet.
Craig Huey of Tennessee Voter Guide. I got to check on these things because you know sometimes I'll admit I like to sleep into seven some days and I don't catch everything that happens on the show when I'm not on it. But we were talking about the judicial retention elections that are going on August 4th, and just to reset. You know, it's the entire judicial system, right? So the appellates are all on retention,
right.
And then we have our local, you know, chancery court judges and that sort of thing.
You know, Aaron, these are critically important races.
Right.
I'd say we've had to research about 40 or 50 judicial candidates. And some of these candidates, they're running against a competitor, and so we had to evaluate those. But a bunch of them, there's no competition. You just vote basically yes or no. You vote no, they're out. And then, there has to be a replacement. You vote yes, they're in for, 8 years.
Now, I know the answer to this question, but the public may not. So, assuming, and Sharon Lee's the one that Craig mentioned in the previous segment, Justice Sharon Lee, who, according to Craig, is the, they'll just be blunt, is the bad one, is the non-constructionist, not the non-conservative judge on the Tennessee Supreme Court. So let's just assume for a second that the public votes not to retain her.
Right.
What happens then?
Then there's going to have to be a replacement, and it's my understanding that they're supposed to be going through the whole process of nominating a new judge and going through the whole process of putting a new one on. And so I don't really know if in Tennessee history if that someone has actually had enough votes to say no. But I will tell you this, it's hard, but we're trying to do
right.
it. So we have the Tennessee Voter Guide, TENN, voterguide.com. And at the Tennessee Voter Guide, we have rated these judges, whether or not they're, if you use the term conservative or liberal, but it's really, are they a strict constructionist who believes in following the Constitution? Or are they a judicial activist who legislates from the bench their own ideology? And in this case, a liberal ideology that's represented kind of like an Obama-type ideology. And so these judges are really important. There are so many different candidates for people to choose from, yet if they don't vote or they don't leave that blank or they vote for the wrong candidate, they're voting against their values, not for their values.
Right.
And so that's why this is so important. So we've evaluated these, and maybe what we should do, Aaron, is kind of go down the list and see who's on the ballot and how we kind of evaluated them.
Sounds good to me.
Well, okay. So the first one is Jeffrey Bivens. And we're recommending a yes retain vote. And Jeffrey is the second highest strict constructionist. The guy's pretty conservative. We look at their qualifications, and then we look whether or not they're an activist or a strict constructionist. He has, on a scale of 1 to 10, he has a 7.5% rating, meaning he's the third highest conservative judge in Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
And he was appointed to the Supreme Court in 2014 by Governor Haslam. And he's a donor to Republican causes, like the State Republican Caucus of Tennessee. And he's basically the one who authored the controversial bill in regards to whether or not Robbie Starbuck could run for the 5th Congressional District. And so,
right.
Yeah, so he's a very important one. We're recommending a retain vote. Then there's Sarah Campbell, and she's the Tennessee superstar. So we give a star rating. And so the Jeffrey Bevan got a 4-star, but Sarah Campbell on our Tennessee Voter Guide website, she gets a 5-star, the only one with a 5-star. She has a judicial index of 8.05, almost perfect. She's number one candidate, and she's a member of the Federalist Society, which is the premier strict constructionist conservative organization.
They helped construct the list of judges that President
Absolutely.
Trump.
Absolutely. That's why we have a change in the Supreme Court.
Right.
And throughout the U.S. judicial system because of the Federalist Society providing recommendations to President Trump. And, you know, when she was appointed, only one Democrat, which was, to me, Aaron, amazing, only one Democrat opposed her, Representative Gloria Johnson of Knoxville, and voted
who is known as being, how shall I put it kindly, a lunatic, a lefty lunatic, is Gloria Johnson. But they're I had to interject that.
Yeah. And one other thing about Sarah Campbell is that, you know, she says that this is how she frames herself. As a judge, I will be firmly neutral on issues that come before me. The role of a judge, in my view, is to decide cases based on neutral, objective principles that don't lend themselves to any one outcome or the other. And Governor Lee is the one who appointed her last February. And he said her commitment to an originalist interpretation of the state and federal constitutions will serve Tennesseans well. So we need to vote yes for her.
Okay.
Now, third candidate is Holly Kirby. And we're recommending a retain vote, a yes vote for her. She has a judicial average index that is 6.12. It's the fourth highest. She is a strict constructionist. She was appointed in 1995 by Governor Don Sandquist. And Aaron, interesting. She was first appointed to the Court of Appeals. She ran for election in 96, 98, 2006, 2014, 2016, and won. And she went to the Supreme Court from Governor Bill Hausman. Now, she's donated to the Tennessee Republican Party, to Bill Lee, and a bunch of conservative candidates. Then we've got Sharon Lee. Now, this is the one that we're saying vote no on. If there's any reason to go to the poll on Thursday, if there's any reason to get your family, friends, and people at your church to go to the poll, it's to stop an Obama-type judge. Sharon Lee is not a strict constructionist. She's a judicial activist. And she was appointed by Governor Bredesen. She's been on the bench for a long time, but she's a Democratic donor to Barack Obama and many, many Democrats. And she's the lowest rating. Even the Stanford University put her as a judicial activist. She has a 2.91. That is disgusting. Should not happen in Tennessee. That's why we're recommending a no vote.
That was a lot of information. It's we probably talk about this for hours and hours and hours. But that's August 4th, so just don't forget there's judicial retention elections on the ballot as well. Craig Huey, thanks for joining us. This is Aaron Gulbertson in for Michael Patrick Leahy on the Tennessee Star Report. We'll be back after the break.